You know, I never thought we would wind up together. I mean, we've known each other months, but you really don't give a girl signals that you care, you know that? Don't get me wrong. You are polite. Very polite, in fact. Maybe, though, you're a bit formal and old school. But you're friendly, funny, even. Before tonight, though, you haven't let sparks fly between us, you know? You've just been really low voltage. So I'm thinking, why don't we amp it up tonight? I mean, we were sparking pretty strong on the couch. Let's see what we can do in this bed. Let's start slowly, though, with formal introduction. Good evening. Since we are both in bed together, perhaps I should introduce myself. I will be your fuck buddy tonight. Let's pause for a second. Something's wrong. Well, you got stiff all over and your breathing turned really shallow. Are you turned off? Did I do something wrong? Did we rush it? Do you really want to be here with me? You say it's difficult to talk about, okay? Yeah, it sure looks that way. I mean, you turned your back so I couldn't see you. I have an idea. Maybe if we just rest here together, we can talk. We can do a timeout. Is it okay if we cuddle? I mean, I don't want to shut you down again. I mean, but you don't even have to look at me when we're talking. Okay, that's better. I can be the big spoon. Can I move you a bit? There, it's even better. Okay, so go ahead and back up against me like that. Right. I'd like to put my arm on your chest. Is that okay? I promise I won't make any moves on you. We'll just talk. Okay. Make yourself comfortable. My body is warm and I can always be a good listener. That's better. You're almost relaxing now. So, I remember you said that sex was sometimes difficult. What exactly did you mean? You experienced childhood sex abuse with a man. He was in your family. And more than one man was involved. You can tell me more if you want. My God. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh God, you're so young. Oh my gosh, that's less than half the age of consent. Oh my gosh. And he threatened you. He said that something bad would happen to you or your sister if you ever told anyone. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, this is so horrible. No wonder you stiffened up. I get the feeling that there is still more you want to tell. I mean, I'm willing to listen if you know, you're willing to talk. He tried to turn you away from women. How could he have done that? That's ridiculous. Women do not all carry disease. Also, we know how not to get pregnant. The smart ones, anyway. He was just a wealth of misinformation. Look, there's nothing more natural than a man, you know, blowing it inside a woman. There's nothing wrong with that, and, you know, doing it can be pretty safe. Tell me though, do you like women now? I mean, sexually. Do you like men? Do you like both? Okay, well, that makes it simpler. You've got a real-life woman here if you want. Oh, God. Hey, what? He said that no other woman would have you after what he did to you. That they would know what you did with him and be disgusted. Oh my, that is diabolical. He tried to turn you into a pedophile's little fuck toy. By some miracle, it didn't work. Can you turn around so we're face to face? I want you to hear this clearly. I want to see you while I talk. Thanks. Listen to me. No one can hurt you now. No one can hurt you if we have sex. Your abuser must be long dead. You, your sister, your family, they're all safe. Nothing you do will put anyone at risk. And if we decide to make love, we have a condom between us. If we go for a ride, it won't be bareback. Yeah, my OBGYN just said I'm perfectly healthy and there is no trace of anything at all. If you're still worried about pregnancy or the condom failing, I'm also on birth control. Look, I'm not disgusted at all. I heard everything you said. I can't imagine your experience or pain, but I did see what it did to you. I've heard nothing that makes me desire you less. Maybe I want you even more. I mean, this is a place I can be able to help. Look, we don't have to do anything tonight. We can just cuddle. I can even leave if you want. You never have to do anything you don't want to do, ever. Perhaps, you know, that is the big lesson from all of this. Is there anything else that could be a problem for us tonight? Yes, what is it? Look, plenty of people spend time, you know, between lovers. It isn't a crime. If I can ask, how long has it been since you last had sex? Okay. That's pretty long. You mentioned that you had a girlfriend who passed away. I'm so sorry. That is so tragic. I don't know what to say. Not all men would stay with her and nurse her that long. Even fewer would have been so faithful. Let me just hold you for a while, is that okay? Hugs are free, no strings attached. They make me feel good too. That's all I wanted to say. I can be the big spoon again if you like. Just turn your back, I'll hold you from behind. Look, experience isn't everything, though it is something, you are right. I've probably logged more miles than you, but many of, you know, those trips weren't worth taking. You know, you also have experiences I've never had. Don't discount what you have done. I've never had anyone take care of me like that. I've never loved someone that long. I've never even had a relationship that long. So don't worry about tonight. We'll be fine no matter what we do or we don't do. You can't do anything wrong. To tell you the truth, though, you were a really good kisser on the couch. You also got pretty stiff before you got completely stiff. You know what I mean? No, don't let that get to your head. On second thought, you can let it go to one of your heads. This is what I propose. I will take care of you tonight. I don't care what we do. We can talk, we can cuddle, we can make out, we can turn up the voltage. We don't do anything you don't want to do. I won't be disappointed. Just let me know if you get spooked again, and I'll let you know. Is that a deal? Deal, okay. Great then, let's get started. I have nowhere else I have to be. Nowhere else I want to be, except, of course. Can you move your back a little? You're crushing my arm and it's getting numb. Can you move a little? That's better. Something else seems to be moving too. I sometimes have that effect on men, especially naked ones. I knew you were interested in me in spite of your poker face. I've caught you checking out my ass with sneaky little glances. Don't deny it. I've noticed. And speaking of noticing, you may have noticed my chest pressed hard against your back. I confess that it's sneaky too. Breasts are nice and soft and decorative, but sometimes you have to put the girls to work too. Just remember, I'm here for whatever you want to do or not do. We can rest, we can get sweaty, we can sleep, we can stay at 12 volts, we can go up to 220 volts. I can be a ground wire and a circuit breaker for you too. So what do you say? Let's start this again. Are you ready? Great. So why don't you turn again and face me? That's much better. Good evening. Since we are both in bed together, perhaps I should again introduce myself. I will be your fuck buddy tonight, if you wish it.